The failure of the planned conflagration is to be expected, for there must be a foe in order for that to happen. If indeed there is no armaments to oppose them, what will the dark forces do? There have been such conflicts, but the end result was not something to be repeated. There were self-appointed ones who knew of no other way to oppose distorted energy forces, and this resulted in two wrongs, which did not equate to a right. It is imperative that it be understood that the armed resistance is futile. Those of us charged with assisting in resolving this situation will not support it. Though it has been mentioned before, it seems appropriate to make this point entirely clear. There is an interesting method of resistance employed by workers within industry where they are working in a factory situation in which the owners' managers are oppressive. It's called malicious compliance. It is extremely effective over a period of time. In this instance, the employees do only that which they are told to do. They execute their assigned functions, nothing else. For example, if a machine is breaking down, they do nothing about it. If an item of production is out of place as it moves down the line and will become entangled in any way, they do nothing. It was not their job description. They operate exactly the way they're told. Nothing is done to create a situation. They just allow the process to follow its natural course. Total compliance, no resistance, and the situation deteriorates into chaos by its own momentum. An interesting course to contemplate. Is this turning the other cheek? Not really. It's understanding the process of manifested creation outside of nature. That which comes into being through focus of thought is maintained through continuous focus. It continues as long as it serves its purpose and the focus of positive attention holds it in manifestation. When support for this is withdrawn, it returns to chaos. Management, as in the above example, rarely knows the exact functions and their focus upon manipulating the workers, the customers, and the balance sheet. There are too few holding the focus with positive intent for the manifestation to hold its form. How then is nature different? Nature is creation expressing in harmony with itself. Man did not create nature. Scientists are busy altering nature in your time. Ever bothered to find out how long the hybrid distortions can be held in form? They cannot replicate themselves in perfection. The genes must be recombined, and often that does not happen, according to past successes. It does not happen when the intent is in harmony with nature, as in producing flowers of greater beauty in different colors. But the intent is to glorify, not to exploit the process of nature. Most often, those who love the plant work within their plant processes to accomplish these successful changes. The point of this discussion is to bring your attention the importance of the intent of the group, the desires to cooperate with creation as they focus on the framework of the new paradigm. It is suggested that they consider nature as ideal. This might give them a starting point. How indeed does nature fit into the whole of creation? How could humanity live in harmony with nature, rather than attempt to have dominion or power over it? That does not mean that nature should not assist mankind existing on this planet, but it should be a reciprocal relationship. The future would involve cooperating with nature within the laws of the universe. But what are those laws? Where does humanity find those laws that have been hidden from them? In the small amount of time remaining is there time to study nature and attempt to put together an accurate understanding that could be disseminated quickly enough? You must remember that what you need is available if you ask. Already the law of attraction has been mentioned, but how many laws are there? Less than you may think. The number of applicable laws increases at each dimensional level, for the learning of these laws and application allows for the evolvement to the next level where there are more to learn and to apply within experience. Let's begin a review of these laws. It's also a review because you have forgotten them in your sojourn in the third dimensional experience. The underlying law of creation is a law of attraction. Simply stated, like attracts like. It does this through the basic tool of creation, thought. I believe your Bible says, as man thinketh, so he is. If you focus on the morass of evil, once you are aware of it, you strengthen it. It is important to be aware of it so that you may withdraw your support of it by using the second law of creation, the law of deliberate intent. Purposely withdrawing your fear and fascination for the evil situation, once you are aware of it, with the deliberative intent of doing so, is using this law. You cannot do this by attempting to stop thinking about it. It is only possible to do this by substituting another thought on a completely different subject. In case of the evil plan, it requires the total inclusion of those involved. does not matter what the thoughts are as long as they support the plan. Complicity involves believing the intent of those involved is for the good of all. Perhaps now you can see the power of sympathy for the afflicted ones around your globe. This supports the victim consciousness that is required, for it is complicity in disguise. Do you now consider them victims of war or natural disaster or poverty? You must take a deep breath, accept your part in bringing support to their feelings of victimhood. They too have a responsibility in the creation of these situations. Your sympathy would not solve their misery. Your deliberate choice to create a new paradigm of experience will do that. Withdrawing your focus of attention and bringing it towards creating a new experience will bring the change about far more quickly than repeatedly sending aid while considering them poor innocent victims. Does this sound hard-hearted? From our point of view, it's hard-hearted to be part of the creation of these horrendous situations in the first place. You must deliberately choose to implement your desire to create a whole new experience for them as well as yourselves. When you choose to place your intent beyond the play perceived by the five senses and place it instead in the creation of a new experience, you are withdrawing your consent and supportive experience in which you will no longer wish to participate. You are using the second law of the universe. These are the two laws that apply to this situation. There are yet two more, and these shall be brought to bear within this information as it is appropriate. It is important that we progress within the laws as they are applicable. This is important that you come to realize that the laws of the universe are immutable. They cannot be changed or distorted. They work without question as to who is applying them. When you consider the plan of the evil that surrounds you, you can see them at work. Like attracts like, and intent of purpose brings situations into being. However, we have attempted to bring you to the understanding that there are nuances within the laws that allows for creation to continue. There needs to be an understanding and awareness of the leavening ingredients of the free will following by its proper use. Through this, we have infinite variety within creation and expansive movement results. It is our hope that you will contemplate the implications of this information and it will enlighten your understanding as well as strengthen your resolve to serve our winning team.